is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on volunteers may be the only good thing to hit New Orleans after Katrina. Opinions are divided on the New Orleans so-called recovery after Hurricane Katrina and is now more than a glass full, glass half empty situation. Talking to Vanessa Gerringer on Wage World, her articulate anger still rages, and listening to her describe how her community in the Lower Ninth Ward has had to fight to win the fulfillment of every promise to the area, it is impossible not to agree. There are many in the city who are ready to evacuate if they hear the word resilience even one more time. Presidents Obama and Bush have now visited, along with the current and former HUD secretary and a host of others. I listened to the disappointment expressed by neighbors and colleagues that President Obama didn't double down on his commitment to rebuild. Mayor Mitch Landrieu has been everywhere enjoying his Mardi Gras moment. Former mayor and current head of the Urban League, Mark Morial, was more sober, releasing his report on the state of Black New Orleans, where the short summary is bleak with little change or hope. The one place where almost everyone can find agreement is in thanking the hundreds of thousands of people and thousands of organizations who've come to the city over the last 10 years as volunteers to help in any way they can. Appropriately, even the city of New Orleans and Landrieu somehow understood this universal consensus and got behind the effort. People of goodwill from around the world made a difference to New Orleans and in some ways shamed our own government for its inaction, inequity, and racism. And what better way to mark the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina than by organizing a humongous volunteer service day. The volunteer goal for the anniversary was 30,000 people, and for a change, almost the same level of preparation and support is going into the affair as you find during carnival season, which, until this anniversary, is the New Orleans benchmark for volunteer extravaganzas. Hosts of nonprofits were recruited to the effort. Individual projects by Tulane University and Xavier University were subsumed into the overall city campaign. Acorn International is hosting 100 volunteers at the Acorn Farm. A Community Voice has 100 volunteers canvassing the Upper Ninth Ward, and Southern United Neighborhood Sun has another 100 in the Lower Ninth Ward. It's all in. There are even corporate sponsors, so this must be big. Just as Walmart trucks rolled into the area after Katrina and there were special vouchers for purchases only in their stores, Walmart is a big sponsor of this volunteer assault on the city as well. Coordinators got water, peanut butter, crackers, and of course, blue volunteer t-shirts at pickup points at Walmart stores throughout the week. The blue in the t-shirts, not surprisingly, looks almost a lot like the Walmart blue that customers see in their stores. But hey, what else would you expect? They say Walmart on the back, along with other sponsors. The volunteers will only work 3 hours, and given the heat and humidity, that surprises so many in late summer in the city. That probably has more to do with public health than public need. They will have lunch and entertainment later at the Superdome. You get it, right? We're saying thank you. And whether corporate and tacky or political and boosterism, we all really mean it. For real, this is thanks to all the volunteers that made such a difference and came to help New Orleans. We're hoping you feel welcome enough to keep on coming until the job is finished. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.